Episode 42, The One with the Secret Sign Language.
Welcome to Truly Madly Smiley with your host, Lisa, the Smiley Coach. Lisa wrote this podcast because she wants you to grow up knowing you are not alone. She wants to help you feel confident from the inside out and know how truly madly amazing you are.
This podcast is powered by Unicorns and Rainbow Sparkles.
The only show where children can soak up positivity, confidence, love, and encouragement whenever they need it.
Are you ready to get your happy on? Let's go!
Hello, hello, hello! Welcome back to the Truly Madly Smiley podcast. I'm Lisa Parks, the Smiley host, and I'm going to be talking to you today about secret sign language. Shh, it's a secret. Well, it's not a secret, is it? Because I'm about to announce it on the internet. But I don't think many people know about it. And, well, you'll see. It involves a good helping of nature, the green and leafy variety, and a random monkey. I think you're going to love it. Now, before we start having all the fun, I wanted to thank you all, those of you that have written to me and have found my new Worries Workshop helpful. So there's a free Worries Workshop called How to Grow Your Own Happiness and Shrink Your Worries. Have you done that one yet, lovely listener? I strongly recommend we all do, because we all get worried sometimes. We all have things that we worry about. One of you wrote and told me, I feel like I'm in control of my worries and they are not in control of me anymore. Wow, that must feel amazeballs. Because, you know, worries are a bit of a pain, aren't they? And they tend to get a bit carried away with themselves, telling us loads of old rubbish and filling up our minds with doubt and fear. Nah. You don't want that, do you? I'll pop a link in the show notes for you. So if you haven't done the training or the workshop, you can discover 4 easy ways to shrink your worries today. Imagine what your life would be like without those pesky worries. Ah, heavenly. Chilled. No drama. Drama-free zone. Yes, all the things. It would be all the things without them. Let's take our power back and kick them into touch. Right, so back to today's episode, the one with the secret sign language. I want to start off by asking you a question. Do you ever doubt yourself? Do you start getting a little niggle in your mind? One that says, but can you though? But was it though? But did it though? But could it be? But what if you get it wrong? But what if you can't do it? Or you need to listen to episode 41. The Smiley Heart Messages for November is all about taking your I can't folder out of the filing cabinet. It's a really fun exercise to do. So you'd find that helpful. Or do you find it hard to make decisions? You're not sure again if you're going to get it wrong. You're going to upset people. Do you know what though, guys? You are going to get stuff wrong, because that's kind of how we learn, isn't it? So if you're not getting stuff wrong, then you're not learning. So I'd expect to be seeing lots of wrong things from over there on your side of the fence. Because over here on my side of the fence, I am defo getting stuff wrong. I get stuff wrong all the time, and it makes me feel rubbish. But now I say to myself when I feel rubbish, hey, you tried really hard. You made a lot of effort. You keep trying different things. You never give up. You're doing really well. That helps. I find that helps. So really, mistakes are proof that you're trying and that you're learning. And that's all good, right? So why do we think of mistakes as bad? And why do we worry about getting things wrong? I think it's because, like I said, it's how it makes you feel. Do you feel embarrassed or ashamed or a bit silly? Do you think people might laugh at you? How do you feel when you see someone else put their hand up in class and say the wrong answer? Do you laugh at them and tease them? Or do you think to yourself, oh, that's a shame. I bet they feel awful now. And then you want to rush over and give them a big hug. That's me. That's what I want to do. I feel it when someone else makes a mistake. My toes curl over in my slippers or my shoes for them. Because I know how it feels and I don't like making mistakes or being told that I'm wrong again. When I was a little girl, I always felt like I was getting it wrong. And I tried so hard and I felt like nobody noticed when I got it right. Not all the time, but most of the time I felt like I was just falling short. And that's a horrible feeling. So today I want to teach you about this secret sign language that will help you to trust yourself. So you'll be listening to yourself and you'll be knowing if you're making the right decisions for you. By the way, you do know that you can't make a wrong decision, don't you? You can't. Whatever you decide to do will be right for you at the time and you can give it a go. And if it's not right, then you can change your mind and make another decision. That's how it works. So let's pretend that we can't decide what after school club you want to try next. Or let's pretend that it's your turn to decide what everybody's having for dinner. Can you think of any more decisions? Or what about if you have to decide whether you're going to forgive your friend or not for hurting your feelings? Think about a decision that you have to make that's a tricky one, or what school to go to next, or what options to take for your exams, or who to invite to your party. Sometimes we only have a certain number of people that we can bring or invite, don't we? So how do you trust yourself to do the right thing? How many of you go and talk to other people and ask them what they would do? So you go looking for someone else's approval or someone else's advice. Put your hand up if that's you. I used to do that, but now I tend to not, because somebody else doesn't know what's right for you, do they? And even if it's an adult or a parent, sometimes adults and parents do know what's right for you because they've been there and done it before. But technically speaking, they are not you. And unless they've got huge amounts of empathy and they know exactly what's going on in your body and exactly how you feel, it's very hard for someone else to tell you what is right for you, isn't it? You don't want to do what's right for everyone else. You don't want to follow the crowd. You don't want to copy and compare yourself to other people. You want to do what feels right for you, don't you? So how do we do that every month? When we do the smiley heart messages every month, how do we check in with what feels right for us? Can you remember? Yeah, that's it. We put our hand on our heart. We take a deep breath in and we go inside and we notice how it feels. And that's kind of like if you had a crystal ball, you know, like fortune tellers have, and you predict the future. Wouldn't that be great if you could see how your decision turned out? Or if you could press fast forward like watching a movie and see what happens when you make a decision, what the outcome of that will be. But life isn't like that, is it? Life isn't like that. And we have to do what we think is right at the time, what feels right at the time. We can only be guided by what feels right. And I think listening to our heart is the way to do that. In my book, Stuck Between Two Worlds, Nettie, who's the wild heart queen, teaches Ruby, who's the 10-year-old angry and worried wild heart, that there are signs all around us to guide us on our path if we look for them. So do you remember in the story Hansel and Gretel, where they put the breadcrumbs out and that leads them back to the house? So it's almost like you're looking for the breadcrumbs to find your way to see if you're on the right path. Does that make sense? It's quite a good way to look at it. Now, if you've read my book, Stuck Between Two Worlds, you'll know what those signs mean. I'll tell you what, would you like me to share that bit of the book with you so that you can learn what some of them are? Yeah? Should we do that? Would that be helpful? Okay, make yourself comfortable then. And I'm going to tell you what the signs are. And then I'm going to talk to you about the random monkey. Okay, so this is the bit from the book that I'm talking about. India was with Nettie pointing at a bush. I couldn't see what they were looking at. As I approached, they continued pointing and talking in hushed voices. I heard India say, "I think it's my grandma." And when I drew closer, I could see it was not a grey-haired old lady she was talking about, but a dear little robin. The robin puffed out its red chest and enjoyed the attention. I read in a book that whenever you see a robin, it's somebody from heaven who is here to say hello, India whispered. I smiled, thinking about the robin that sits on my dad's spade in the vegetable patch, and wondered if that's my nanny too. I never met my nanny Dolly, but I was often told I smiled like her. She sounded like a fierce wild heart too, and I wish she had lived long enough for me to find out. Nature has so many ways of letting us know that we're not alone and everything is going to be okay, Nettie explained. The wonder of nature is there for us if we notice it. The moon and the changing seasons tell us when it's time to let go of the old and start anew. What other signs are there? Asked India, holding the crystal pendant around her neck. Whenever I see white feathers or coins on the floor, I know that all is well, Nettie replied. Whenever a squirrel crosses my path, I know that life has gotten too serious and it's time for fun. I hung back, not wanting to interrupt their conversation. I was enjoying the comfort of being with people who were just as fascinated and curious about life as I was. The wilderness was a captivating place with so much to learn, and Nettie's a great teacher. She was very different to Mrs. Barnes. She didn't have a plan. She let things unfold slowly. It was much more exciting to observe, explore and discover things for ourselves without having to rush. It was fun and there was no pressure to remember it all. You can't get it wrong and because you know that, you paid attention and you didn't forget a single thing. I think about how much the other kids in my class would love it here and enjoy learning in this way. I also think Mrs. Barnes would like to be able to teach in her own way instead of following strict guidelines. A lot can be said for having the freedom to do things in your own way and not feel like you're getting it wrong all the time. The robin flew away and Nettie and India turned around and made space for me to stand with them. Did you see the robin? We were saying how nature talks to us in funny little ways and how it takes care of us and guides us when we pay attention. India engaged me in their conversation. I was listening. I wasn't snooping. I looked down. I hate it when my mum goes through my stuff. I really want to learn more about signs from nature, I added, because I didn't want them to think I was being sneaky. You're always paying attention, Nettie chuckled. Not much gets past this one, she said to India, tapping me on the shoulder. You don't need to know it all today. Let it come to you when the time is right. Yoga helps, India said, readjusting the bracelets on her arm. It slows me down and it's so busy at school, non-stop, and I get quite easily caught up in the craziness with everybody else. Stay in your own lane and let the signs find you, Nettie wisely advised. It could be in a song on the radio, words on a building, a shape in the clouds, a snippet of a conversation that we're meant to overhear, a white feather, a penny that we pick up on the street. Notice and pay attention to the signs. You will discover your own signs and then you can give them meaning so they make sense to you, she said encouragingly. We wandered back to join the others and Nettie called us all together. Oh, does that sound nice? If you like that, you can get the book from Amazon or if you've got Amazon Prime, you can get it free on Kindle Unlimited. Check it out because it's a really lovely story. And as you go through the story, there are lots of things for you to learn that will help you. They will help you if you're a strong-willed, sensitive wild heart, okay? So now you've listened to that, does that make you think about things or signs that you may have been seeing but not realised they were signs? Do you notice that you keep seeing the same things over and over again? I wonder if you've been paying attention. Or maybe you're wasting all your energy worrying about if you're getting it wrong. Does that help you? No, of course not. Or maybe you're paying attention to all the things that you can't do anything about. So we have to be really careful where we focus our energy and our attention. And it's better to look for things that will help us for positive signs than to worry about things that we can't really do anything about. So let's go through those signs again together and see if we can remember what Nettie said. Nettie is like Ruby's own smiley coach that sits on her shoulder and helps her when she's upset or confused. Well, except for Nettie's got wings in the story and I do not have wings. Oh, I wish I did have wings. That would be so cool, wouldn't it? But I would get the book because you really will learn a lot from Nettie and Ruby, and they're a great little team together. They get on famously. They're quite funny. So can you remember what it said about seeing a robin? So a robin normally appears when it's a loved one from heaven. So I talked about seeing my nanny on the spade in the garden. Do you get robins in the garden? Do they come and see you? Sometimes you get more than one, don't you? And then what about pennies on the floor? Do you ever look for pennies on the floor? Do you see coins? I always think it's pennies from heaven. So sometimes that means that something good's going to happen to you. It's good luck. There's the saying, isn't there? Find a penny, pick it up all day long. It will bring you luck. Do you know that one? And then what about if you see a white feather? So like Nettie said in the book, everyone will make their own meaning about things. So when I see a white feather, I think about angel wings. And that makes me feel safe. I feel like I'm being protected. So that's a positive sign. And then can you remember what Nettie said about the squirrel? Now, I get little squirrels on the roof outside my kitchen window. And that's a sign to have more fun. So different animals mean different things. And if you go online and you Google spirit animals, they will tell you the different meanings that you can attach to different animals. It's quite interesting. Because if you keep seeing the same animal, like I remember one week I kept seeing foxes or pictures of foxes, or I saw a bag with a fox on and socks with a fox on. And so I went and looked up foxes or owls. Owls are about being wise and having lots of wisdom. But you can make it mean what it means to you. So I guess if you saw a black cat, you might think that that's lucky. But I saw a white cat once when I was out for a walk. So it's what you make it mean, okay? And what about songs on the radio? Do you ever get a song stuck in your head? If you listen carefully to the words, it's like they've got a special message for you. I get what I call shower songs. I do in the morning when I'm in the shower, a song will just pop into my head and I haven't had the radio on or been listening to music. So sometimes after my shower, I go and Google the words to the song and work out what the message is. It's usually a positive message that wants to help me. So life is sending us signs to help us. And do you know what? Wouldn't it be amazing if everyone knew? Everyone knows how to worry. I don't think I've met a single person that doesn't worry, but nobody knows how to look for the positive signs, do they? So wild hearts are really sensitive. I expect you are, aren't you? That means all that your senses, sight, hearing, taste, touch, smell, you have very finely tuned senses and you pick up on messages that life is trying to send you. It's like looking for magic in the ordinary, looking for signs in everyday life. You see the magic. Life is magical and fun. That's a smiley thought card, isn't it? So I want to tell you about what happened to me the other day when I got a bit of surprise looking for signs. I think it's going to blow your mind because even when I tell the story now, I go, wow, no, that didn't happen. And actually, after you've listened to the story, perhaps you'd like to try and do the same experiment that I did and see what happens to you. But I think if you believe in something, if you believe something is possible and real and you open up your mind, it is. And if you don't believe and you don't think it's going to happen, it won't. Do you know, I was actually worried that you wouldn't believe me when I told this story. So I've taken some photos and I've put them in the show notes for you so that you can see that what I'm talking about really is a thing. Okay, so I'm going to take you back to the day it happened. I was planning my trip. I'll be back from my trip by the time you hear this episode, so I'll be able to tell you all about it. Anyway, I couldn't decide where to go and it was really playing on my mind, like keeping me awake at night. I was like, shall I go here? Shall I go there? And you know, It's just like I told you, you've got a big decision to make. And I was worried I was going to get it wrong. Or if I went to one place and I didn't go to the other, that I was going to miss out. I didn't know if I should go to Vancouver in Canada or Toronto. And they're on opposite sides of the country. And Canada is a massive, massive, massive country. So when I want to relax my mind, what did India say in the chapter of the book or the passage of the book I just read you? She said, yoga helps. Well, when I want to relax my mind, when I get stuck in a big worry hole, actually, episode 4, the one with the big thought hole, that is a good episode to listen to if you're a worrier too. I find that fresh air and nature clears my head. So I put my big coat on, I put my UGG boots on, off I went out for my walk. I was actually wearing my UGG boots, not throwing them at my neighbour like I was in the one with the raging storm, that episode when I got really cross with her. Do you remember? So I was walking along and I looked up at the sky and I said to Mother Earth, because Mother Earth is like the boss lady of nature. She's like in charge. But if you believe in angels or God or whatever your thing is that you say your prayers to or talk to, I said, if I'm meant to go to Toronto, then show me a... And I paused because I wanted to make it something really tricky. But then the first thing that came into my head was a monkey. So I said, show me a monkey. And then I did have this quick thought that was like, oh, how ridiculous, as if I'm going to see a monkey while I'm walking by the canal today. So I carried on with my walk along the canal and I watched the ducks and the boats go through the lock. I find the water so calming and soothing. Do you? Definitely took my mind away from all my worries. And as I started to return home, so I was quite chilled out at this point, I turned the corner and something caught my eye. And wedged between the gate, there's a big gate to this house, so wedged between the gate and the gatepost was a little toy monkey, a stuffed animal, a cuddly toy. Can you believe it? And that is the magic of life, people. So I knew just in that instant, I was meant to go to Toronto. And I knew that life was trying to show me the way. So that was like one of the breadcrumbs towards where I was meant to be. So you can do that as well. You can look for signs, turn it into a fun game and play with it. The key is, I think, to ask and say what sign you want to be shown. And then you have to let it go. So don't spend all day obsessing and fixated and searching for the thing. You have to forget about it and trust. And actually, how did I do that? I went out for a walk to clear my head and relax my mind and body. So I wasn't holding on to it, thinking I must see the monkey. I must see the monkey. I'd completely forgotten all about it. And then as I got closer to home, I felt in really good spirits, as you can imagine. I was almost a bit shocked, actually. I was like, wow, that's amazing. And then there were some children in their driveway and they said, hi, we're having a free shop. And I said, oh, what's the free shop? And I stopped and chatted to them. And they gave me a lovely bunch of flowers from their garden. So I chatted to them about the podcast. So if you guys are listening to the show, big hello and thank you for my flowers. They're absolutely beautiful. And I just thought, what a lovely way to end my walk. All's well that ends well. Happily ever after. All the pictures of my wonderful Wild Heart walk are in the show notes. Do you ever run free shops from your front garden? I used to do that when I was a little girl. My sisters and I used to make rose petal perfume and sell it to passers-by. But you see, when you feel good, it's contagious. And that means that more good things are going to come your way. So the better you feel, the more good stuff happens to you. The more you worry and the worse you feel and the more scared you are, the more you stay stuck, don't you? So I started my walk all worried and confused and unsure of myself. I was doubting what the right thing to do was. I didn't know what ticket to book, where to get the plane to. But I didn't let that doubt grow too big in my mind and take over. I didn't let it have power over me. No. I took my power back and I took action. And I went outside in nature and I used my breathing and I calmed myself down and it felt good. It felt good to be able to feel like I could do that for myself and feel like I was in control. And it all turned out okay in the end, didn't it? So, as Nettie says in the book, different signs mean different things to different people. But there's no right or wrong. You could start writing yours down in a journal. When I see a rainbow, I tend to make a wish. I think that's a sign to make a wish. Have you ever seen a shooting star in the sky? And what about cloud watching? There are some really cool shapes in the clouds if you look really carefully. In the summer, it's quite nice to lie back on a grassy spot in the garden or in the park and watch the clouds drift by. Also, connecting your body to the earth like that is really calming for you. I also like to walk around the garden without my shoes and socks on. Do you? It really chills me out. It de-stresses you. I've got one more thing that's really good at giving you signs. And probably the reason why I created the Smiley Thought Cards. Yeah, it's them. They are 40 signs in a box. They're brightly coloured, aren't they? They've got positive messages. They make you feel good. And you can ask them for a sign. Give them a shuffle, ask them a question, see what card they give you. I have always found them to be true and accurate. And that's quite exciting when you're lost and you can't find your way. Now, that reminds me, I'm having a Black Friday sale. So a 3-day flash sale on the cards from the 29th of November to the 1st of December. So if you wanted to grab a box or get some for your friends for Christmas, you will need to go to that page on the website, smileyforlife.com/sale. I'll put the link in the show notes. And if you're listening to this in the future, I'm sorry, guys, but you have missed the sale. You can still pick up the cards in my shop, smileyforlife.com/shop. Actually, if you want to get your hands on any of the helpful stuff that I've mentioned in today's episode, including my wonderful book, Stuck Between Two Worlds, be sure to jump on over to the show notes. Anybody want to have a guess at where they are? In the usual spot, smileyforlife.com/TMS42. T for truly, M for madly, and S for smiley. And that's the page where you can go and write in the comments section. You need to ask a grown-up, but I would really appreciate it all if you could pop over and tell me what signs you've been seeing. Wouldn't it be cool if we could start like a conversation thread and everyone could share the signs? We would create energy and momentum, and that would send out loads of positivity into the world, wouldn't it? Let's do that. Get on the comments page. Write your stories down. Tell me about what signs you've been seeing. I really want to hear about them. Right then, so who's going out to play the sign game? You got to trust that life will show you what you need to see. Yeah, go for it. Go and have fun with it. Keep your eyes peeled. And I'll be back next time with something else for you to get your teeth into. But until then, take care of you. Keep looking for those signs. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed that, please tell all your friends.